Okay, welcome back. This is an interesting story. We're going to do tonight's update with Dr. Henry Nyman this middle hour tonight because John Barber is not available till hour 3, and we don't want to miss John because he's only on once a month, if that. He's always busy, but we got him tonight. Okay, so Henry is standing by. There was a story today that was very interesting. As you know, and I'm not picking sides or anything else, I'm simply reporting the story. Sweden did not lock down. They don't do social distancing. They educate their population. They tell people to use common sense. They didn't destroy their economy. Everyone's doing fine. Their statistics of infection and case rates and all the rest of it are quite well within reasonably normative parameters. The attack on Sweden today claimed that Sweden was suffering, because of its policies, an enormous jump in infections. Well, the Swedes came right back. One of their top epidemiologists, Anders Tegnell, said the World Health Organization had made a total mistake when it included Sweden in a list of countries seeing a massive resurgence in coronavirus. He said the WHO misrepresented the Swedish data completely. He repeated again, it is a total mistake. So just keep that in mind as one of the stories in the mix today. News. Too much, again, to try to even begin to cover. We've got some interesting pictures going up in a few minutes in the coronavirus section showing images that we haven't seen before, which illustrate how the coronavirus creates what are called monstrous tentacles that actually extend into neighboring cells, and it is believed that transmission does occur through those tentacles, protuberances, extensions, whatever you want to call them. Dr. Faustus, Tony Fauci, today stepped up and said, well, the U.S. has a very serious problem with the number of new infections. Thank you for that, Tony. Bill Gates said the final hurdle to distributing a coronavirus vaccine will be convincing people to take it. Welcome to the club, Bill. Melinda Gates, on her half, said that she wants to deliver, and that means forced, vaccinations. Get this one, though. Based on racial groups, blacks first. Obviously, because more blacks have been impacted in many areas than whites. So there's that angle. This is going to, as I say, the next 4 or 5 months are going to be just crazy. Just watch. Severe coronavirus infections, as Henry and I have talked about for a very long time, are linked to strokes, neurological illness, and long-term damage. This is a report from the UK Lancet. It's a clinical study, and that's well worth reading as well. The U.S. Daily Report today, nearly 40,000 new coronavirus cases. It's crazy. A brand new CDC map was put out showing Florida in the midst of a very deep coronavirus crisis. So we'll see about Jacksonville and Donald J. Trump accepting the nomination and the alleged convention that'll be a virtual convention coming up in the middle of August. Okay, with that, let's welcome back Henry. Thanks for coming on an hour earlier tonight, Henry. We appreciate it. Let's get going. What's going on?
Well, it was significantly more significant than your introduction. Today was the worst day in U.S. history, actually, right, Probably the world's history as far as cases. It wasn't almost 40,000, it was 45,000 with a very conservative number. Some have it closer to 50,000. Florida alone.
Depends on your source. Yeah. I looked at several. Florida, I figured to go conservative, but yeah, okay. Good.
Florida alone had almost 9,000 cases today.
Wow.
The Houston is out of beds, and they're using children's hospital for patients. Phoenix is out of beds. They're using children's hospitals.
Out of ICU beds or coronavirus beds in general?
I think they're out of both. They're converting some of the beds in children's to ICU beds, so they're definitely out of ICU. But I think they're out of just beds in addition to ICU beds. And so they're getting ready to do a, I don't know what name it is, something, critical care or something, essentially triaging the patients. And, they're going to, when you come in and, you're having trouble breathing, they're not going to send you up to a bed. They're going to give you an oxygen tank and send you home. So that's where we are today. So you're talking, you're talking 3 or 4 months. I'm talking 3 or 4 days. Things are going to deteriorate extremely quickly.
If you're right, and it's over 50,000, we could be up to 100,000 cases a day by next week.
Right. Well, I think we'll get to 50,000. It depends, you know, how you count it. I think the Worldometer, I think, had it. What number did they have? They have 47,230 is what they have for today.
That's worldwide.
I'm not sure if they've got them.
Wow.
No, that's U.S. 47,230 cases today in the United States.
It's not, all right, I got you. All right.
Yeah, they break them down by, you know, they got the U.S. total broken down by states. They use a few things that I don't have in my total. That's why they're higher. In addition to what the states actually report, just to give you an idea, the Veterans Affairs, which are not included in the state's totals, they had 656 cases today. The U.S. military had 965 cases today. Navajo Nation had 121, federal prisons had 18, and they take the territory, so they had a few, and Puerto Rico had 45. So, and Guam had 16. So they had a couple thousand, you know, using different reporting agencies that are not included in the U.S. state's total, and they have, like I say, 47,000. I have anticipating another 1,500 or so from California, which I'd have by next hour. But, you know, right now I just got it through 5 o'clock local time in Florida. They usually do another update at 7 o'clock. And so it should be available. I keep hitting refresh, and they have not updated. So far they've reported 3,481 today. They had 5,000 yesterday. They've been doing like 6,000 a day. And if they do another 1,500, I'll have 45,000 for the day. But anyway, I'm at 43.5 without the California update.
What's the, and, real quick, what does the Worldometer say about the world total? What's their number? Do they have one for us? All right, take your time.
I'm on the United States here. Let me get to the country. Didn't quite get to 10 million. 9,904,963. So they're 100,000 short. So they'll probably hit a million tomorrow. I'm sorry, 10 million tomorrow. The U.S.
10 million. Cases.
10 million cases, correct. And almost a half a million deaths, 496,866 as of today. So they need less than 4,000, which they will get tomorrow. So tomorrow they'll be at a half a million dead, and they'll be at 10 million cases. And the U.S. today is neck and neck with Brazil. Both had 40-some-odd thousand cases today. So between the U.S. and Brazil, there were almost 100,000 cases today alone. And the U.S. will, I don't know about 100,000, but I do think that the U.S. will do 50,000 a day next week. And It could be getting closer to 100,000, but it might take a couple. It might take a couple of weeks to get there. But 100,000 cases in a day is not out of reach at all. They're starting to panic in Texas, and they're stopping opening things, and they're closing down
bars.
The bars, I'm not sure if it was Texas or Florida. Somebody's closing the bars, and they're starting to cut back on what they're opening. And it's going to be much worse next week. I mean, this is just the very beginning.
And, what's the profile on the age of infection? We're supposedly getting younger people. What does that mean?
Right.
Younger
right.
people in their 40s, 30s? What are we talking about?
And Florida, I think the average age is now down to 35. It was 37, now it's 35. So they're getting a fair number in the 18 to 40 age groups.
Millennials.
Right. And those are the ones that are going to the bars. And so they're closing the bars down. And, they had the meeting today, the task force. You know, it's been 2 months, and they finally held an update.
I can't wait to hear about it. Tell me what
Health
happened.
And Human Services. Well, it started out with Baghdad Bob Pence. he did his Baghdad Bob impersonation.
Baghdad Bob interpretation. Who did the interpretation?
Pence.
Mike Pence.
Except he was pretending to be real, and he sounded like.
For those of you who don't remember, Baghdad Bob was on the radio when the American military was rolling into Baghdad, saying everything is just fine. We're fighting off the Americans. They're nowhere near town, and people were actually watching U.S. tanks as this broadcast was being disseminated all over Baghdad. So that's what Pence was doing. Saying, don't worry, everything's fine. Keep moving right along.
Presentation started at around 12:30, and it was probably around 10 o'clock in the morning, like 2 hours before that. The news flash came that Florida had almost 9,000 cases today, and. And he said, oh, we've done a great job. Things are going well. That he thanked all the American people for going and participating in the lockdown. And, that you know, they had these projections that there were going to be between 1 million and 2.4 million deaths unless they did anything. And they did their 15-day, and then they extended to 45 days on the lockdown. And they flattened the curve, and they got things out of control. And now 50 states have successfully reopened for business. And it's going well. It's going remarkably well. And the death rate is down. The death rate is down. The age is down. And, we got a few spots. Outbreaks here and there. Meanwhile, this is by far the worst. I mean, the worst day was broken 2 days ago when it was 36,000 cases. And then that was broken yesterday when it was 38,000 cases.
Yeah.
And now it's up to 45,000 cases.
But I thought our president was going to reduce the number of tests. Apparently, he didn't.
No, this is not tests. This is not the number of tests. Trump is trying to reduce the number of tests. There's funding that expires.
These are confirmations.
At the end of this month, in 4 days, okay? There's 13 centers that the government supports. He's talking about ending support at the end of this month. There was an extension that was made when he started talking about doing that.
That's
about
right.
2 months ago. And then he did an extension. So he went and he said he would continue funding through the end of this quarter, to the end of June. And he has not said anything about extending it. He has talked about there's too many tests and that's why our numbers are so high. And the whole Pence presentation was
electrifying,
kind of you know, literally a snapshot that he took all these things as they exist right now and assumed that, like, today was the worst it's going to get, essentially, and that, you know, there were certain areas that were good and they were going to get better. And anybody that's paying any attention knows that the areas that are not good right now are going to get worse. And so, you know, he did this cherry picking and, you know, how many counties, you know, didn't have increases. And then he got help from the CDC. The CDC went and said, well, you know, we've got 16 states. They're a bit of a problem. They're a problem because, number of positive cases is going up and the percent positive is going up. And those are the 16 that we're really worried about. Now, we've got other states where the number are going up and where the percentage is going up. But unless they're doing both of those simultaneously, we don't count those. Those are doing okay. You know, the key word in the description is up. You know, that up is not flattening the curve. Up is not reducing it to a number so that you can unlock the restrictions. Up means you're in trouble. And the graph shows the U.S. is in trouble. And the graph shows that the U.S. alone is in trouble. They go and they show that, you know, there was a peak. It went up. It got up to about 36,000 a day. And then it kind of flattened out. And then it actually even started to come down a little bit. And now it's going up. And it's going up so quickly that it's already passed the peak in April. And like I said, that happened on Wednesday, and then that got eclipsed yesterday, and then that got eclipsed badly today. And today it will be eclipsed next week. It'll probably be good for the weekend because some states don't even report on the weekend anymore. And they, you know, the weekend numbers are always low and always screwed up, and they kind of start catching up on Tuesday or so. And the weekend actually extends to Monday because Monday's reporting Sunday results. And so generally Saturday, Sunday, and Monday give lower numbers, and then the other 4 days kind of return to kind of a normal kind of a situation. And
You were correct.
And you get 45,000 cases.
Florida is closing bars, not Texas. You were right. And here's another one for you. Surprise party in Texas leaves 18 people infected and a grandfather fighting for his life. Surprise.
Right. And that's why, but hold it. He doesn't have to worry because they asked Pence about that. They went and Pence says, well, you know, the younger people are getting infected and they're seeking tests and they're going and they're getting tested. Well, I mean, I gave you an example yesterday that just because you were exposed to somebody who was lab confirmed doesn't mean you can get tested. Here in
I got it.
Pennsylvania, you have to show symptoms. So, you know, just go ahead. And he was saying, oh, they're going, they're going to the doctors and they're getting tested and some are asymptomatic. Well, you know, there's a lot of places that if they're asymptomatic, they're not getting tested. And if they go to Phoenix, you know what they're told? If you go to get tested in Phoenix?
I give up.
They say, come with a full tank of gas and plenty of water and expect to be in line for the entire day. And
all day.
We don't guarantee you're going to get there all day.
Okay,
people are showing up at 1 in the morning to get in line. They're coming at 1 in the morning.
Is this a federally funded testing center?
Just to be tested. I don't know. It might be one of the ones he's going to close. I mean, it's only going to get worse. Mm-hmm. He's closing 13 centers.
That's right.
In 4 days.
So are you telling me that our president did not show up at the briefing today? I haven't heard you mention him yet.
He wouldn't show up there. I mean, it was bad. It was so bad. They took a limited number of questions. And what word did Pence avoid and was asked about repeatedly and would not say the word?
The word. All right, I'm ready.
The word.
I'm ready.
Mask. Mask.
Oh, he never said mask?
He never said mask. Occasionally he would say, well, if you get some face coverings, he would not say the name mask. and hold it.
Then
they asked him. They said, well, the masks are a problem. You said that... when you were asked about it, they said you should, he encourages citizens to follow the advice of the local authorities. It's up to the local places. Yeah.
Got it.
And they said, well, the local authorities said to wear masks at large gatherings. And you just went to two large gatherings. You went to one in Tulsa and you went to one in Phoenix.
But he dodged the question.
You didn't follow the advice of the local authorities. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, it's all about freedom. we've got freedom of assembly and we've got freedom of speech.
All right.
And it's an election year. And they've already said they're going to do more of these. And so because it's an election year and because there's freedom and because there's freedom of assembly and freedom of speech, you don't need to wear a mask. And even though the local authorities say, A, you're not supposed to have large gatherings. B, if you do, you're supposed to wear a mask. And they don't follow those rules. And it's all about freedom. So this isn't Sweden. Sweden, they wear masks. This is free-loving Americans that are concentrated in these red states.
Whatever happens, cases
going through the roof. These are the same people in Phoenix that when Trump went there to see the Honeywell plant, and they said, well, we're coming along, but we got a little ways to go before we can start lifting the restrictions. And Trump says, well, we got to get the economy going. And you don't need to worry about the restrictions. You should lift the restrictions now. And they did. They lifted the restrictions. And it takes, several weeks to get the ball rolling. So people just started, thinking, oh, this is over. They lifted the restrictions. We're good to go. There was no reason to lift the restrictions other than the fact that Trump said to. The cases were going up at the time. I know for a fact that the virus that was there was the Italian strain. That's all Phoenix had 2 months ago already. So they've already they already had the strain there. And they said, Trump said, lift the restrictions. And Ducey said, yes, sir. And they lifted the restrictions. And the cases started to go up. And then the local wanted to make it mandatory to wear masks because the cases were going up and they were going up dramatically. And the governor said, no, you can't make your own rules. I'm in charge here. You cannot make mask wearing mandatory. So he overruled the local authorities.
That's wonderful. Who else was there today at the big event? Tony, Debbie Birx? Who was there?
Yeah. Tony, Debbie, the guy from the CDC.
Redfield.
The guy in charge, what's his name, that Trump appointed in charge of HHS was there.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, Pence was there. And so they said to him in the questions, they said, well, you know, you're talking about how the death rate is down. You know, deaths are down. And there's a record number of cases that are going into the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And the ICUs are full. And do you think that the number of deaths is going to remain low with all of these new cases? And what was Trump's or Pence's response? What is he going to rely upon to make sure that the number of deaths stays down? You want
testing.
To take a guess?
Testing.
What?
Testing.
No. No.
What?
Hopes and prayers.
Gee, that's...
That's his solution. Those are his words. Hopes and prayers.
He could have said testing and gotten away with it.
No. Hopes and prayers. That's how we're going to keep the deaths under control.
Oh, my. This is getting to be really, really ludicrous.
Right. Right.
Ludicrous.
The whole thing was totally absurd. The CDC was picking and choosing. They would say, well, if the cases are gone up, but the... Going up, you know, that's not so bad. You know, the percent's going up, but the cases aren't going up. That's not so bad. But if they're both going up, we got 16, and we're keeping an eye on them. We're keeping an eye on those. And, you know, a couple of these, like Maricopa County, where Phoenix is, you know, they're worse than New York was. We're concerned about them.
Yeah.
You see this curve? See how steep it is? Yeah. And then when they looked at all the steep curves, they said, well, they've only gotten steep in the last couple of weeks. You know, they were relatively flat, and it's only recently that they've gone up. And you know what happens when the curve starts turning into a hockey stick? It doesn't stop. It keeps on going. And there's nothing to stop it. They've already opened everything up. They already said they're fine. The horses are out of the barn.
Wow.
And they're gonna do
There's
some
no
hopes
barn,
and prayers and see how it goes.
Down, Henry. The barn's been
hopes
burned
and
down.
Hopes and prayers. That's Pence's
hopes
solution. So there won't be
prayers.
So all these people that are in the ICUs and are filling up, and the ones that are going to say, hey, we don't have a bed, here's an oxygen tank, go home and let us know how it goes. They're gonna be just fine. Not a worry. We're gonna ask the whole country to pray for them, and they'll be okay. You know, it's not okay. You know, somebody's looking over their shoulder. We don't have to. We're working on the economy. We're not really worried about the pandemic. You know, this is something that it's over there. In the
it's just another just a pedestrian issue. It's nothing important. This is really what you're telling
nothing
me. And I don't.
To see
I purposely
nothing
don't
to see
look at these.
A few spot outbreaks.
Yeah, just stomp them right out. No problem.
And listen, as soon as Florida said we've got 9,000 cases today, that was the end of Trump's campaign. He can't win without Florida. And there's no way he's going to win in a pandemic.
No.
And there's no way there's not going to be a pandemic because it's already there.
We called it here. He rolled the dice.
Right.
He was desperate. He rolled the dice. He tried to put mind over science. What science? And it didn't work.
Right.
And that's the end. I still think there's a 50-50 chance.
He's not switching to prayers.
Yeah, hopes and prayers. I think there's a 50-50 chance. He's not going to. He's going to pull out. He won't run for the humiliation. He'll let Pence.
Well, yesterday
and Nikki
yesterday
Haley.
Yesterday I said
carry
I don't
banner.
Believe you, but today I've heard calls for that already. They're saying, really? The Republicans have to go talk to him and tell him that there's no way he's going to win.
You got to listen to Jeff.
And there's no way he's going to control this pandemic. Yeah. And we need to make a change. So I don't know.
He's done. He's toast. He's done. When America has a mentally impaired 77-year-old legitimate child molesting creep 10 or 15 points ahead of Trump, Trump better figure it out. He's going to end up with a landslide loss, and his ego will never get over it. Not that I care. Yeah. Who cares?
Well,
but this is really getting...
He was behind in every swing
double digits.
State. I mean, he was only down by a couple points.
But overall, he was
down in Texas and Georgia. I mean, these weren't considered swing states, but he was only down by a point or two, but he wasn't up. He was down.
No.
Anyway, aside from the political side, the pandemic is going to be a major concern. And the numbers aren't just these few states that I mentioned. They are widespread now. The numbers are starting to creep up, not just in these states that are in the South or the 16 that the CDC said they were worried about. I mean, just to give you an idea, the Georgia's up to 1,900 today. Mm-hmm. Tennessee's up to 1,400. North Carolina's 1,600.
We'll have all those stats going up in the next 5 minutes, all of them, everything.
South Carolina's up 1,300. New York's creeping up already. They're up to 800. Illinois is creeping up again. They're up to 900.
Mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania's up to 600 today. Virginia's up to 600 today. And Alabama's 977. There's a bunch of them that are close to 1,000. And that's how the number got up to 45,000. It wasn't just Florida, which had 8,942 today. And Texas had 5,707 today. So the numbers are starting to creep up across the board. The curve has definitely curved up. It's not flat anymore. It's not nudging.
No plateauing anymore.
It's going up. And these individual states are going up like hockey sticks. I mean, they're going up dramatically. Mm-hmm. I mean, Florida's 9,000, just under 9,000 today. Yesterday, it was 5,000. It was hanging around, 5,000. The week before, it was 3,000, 3,000 to 4,000. It was 9,000 today. And they've got an elderly population. And I think Miami-Dade is the county that has the highest numbers. And but it's not limited to there. It's throughout the whole state now. You get 9,000 positives in one day. It's not going to be a county here or a county there.
Right.
And it's just taking off. And they have no idea what to do. Sitting there, they're looking at it. I mean, DeSantis was saying a couple of weeks ago, you guys said that it was in New York and then it was going to end up coming down here. And, he went, da, 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 it's not coming here. We only got X and Y. And he's not saying that today.
This is Ron DeSantis, the governor. All right.
Right, right. And so, I mean, he was saying that a few weeks ago, that he was warned that, what you're seeing in New York is going to come to other cities in the country. And he insisted that no such thing was going to happen in Florida. And said the same thing in Texas. I mean, we got a big teaching facility and hospitals, and we got lots of beds. And even though the numbers are going up, we've got room. Our beds aren't full. Well, Houston, the beds are full. I forgot. They did something in four different counties. I mentioned them yesterday. The counties that had Austin, Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio, all four of those counties have restrictions. I think some of the things they were going to open, they aren't opening, or they're cutting back the restaurants
so
they can only be 50% or something.
Governor Abbott froze the reopening in Texas. He paused it. That was the word, pause. He paused it.
Right.
We got to talk about this for our listeners now. Look, all of you out there understand that the drums of panic are being pounded by the MSM, okay? That's a fact. Henry, to help people deal with fear and panic, which neither one of us wants people to have to necessarily go through, they want to be cautious. They want to be intelligent. What do we tell them about this surge, not unexpected, we called it, about the surge in infectivity and cases? What do we tell people to do? What are your, what do you suggest?
The easiest thing to do is to wear a mask. I mean, that's a no-brainer. But that does help control the spread, and I'd say use an N95 mask, and that helps control you get it, the wearer being infected. The cloth will help protect others.
I see people in good masks, I feel good. No, I'm not going to get infected from that person, at least. All right.
And that's the simplest thing to do, because you know that's not that big a deal. You got to go out, you put on a mask, and
don't wear it in the car. Helps. Put it on when you get out of the damn car. You don't have to sit in the car with a mask on.
Right. And you don't have to wear it in the house. It's just when you go out and you're going to be, you know, have contact or be in the vicinity of other people, and. And you should limit how much you go out. Going to restaurants isn't a good idea. Going on airplanes isn't a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a problem out there, and it's grossly undercounted. The numbers out there are not the real numbers. There's still limits on testing. It's not that easy to be tested, especially if you're asymptomatic, and apparently in some places even being a contact of a known case doesn't get you tested, and so there's an issue. I mean, if you can get tested and you think you've been exposed, that's one piece of information, but you know, exposed people, they're still recommending 14 days quarantine, and you can kind of pay attention. The numbers that I put up come right off the state website. So the state's update, some of them have cut back a little bit. They're not doing, including Pennsylvania's, is this weekend. They're not going to give numbers on the weekend. They're just doing it 5 days a week. The only one below that I can recall is Kansas. Kansas is down to 3 days a week. They do updates during, you know, they do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday updates. And most actually do updates 7 days a week. And they put out what the numbers are, and most have interactive maps. And a lot of them go down to zip codes. You can see how many cases there are in your area, down to the zip code or down to, you know, subdivisions within a city. If you're in a metropolitan area, they break them down pretty dramatically. And they frequently have, you know, calculators there, and they'll show you, you can pick and choose. You can have the number of cases per 100,000, number of deaths. A lot of them have how many are coming from nursing homes or long-term care facilities. You get an idea exactly who's getting infected, who's dying and what the numbers are. And right now, the deaths are down. I mean, the deaths are below 1,000. And they're not going to stay down. I'm guessing next week, the deaths will start to go up. And in 2 weeks, the deaths will be getting back to that 2,000 a day, which is what they were for quite some time in the recent outbreak. And so it's pretty easy to look at your own area and see what is going on there. And like I said, there's some areas that are getting a lot of the headlines because they're running into trouble. They are running out of beds. They were talking about Texas today and whether they needed more healthcare workers because Cuomo had said that, you know, once the U.S. once New York gets over their outbreak, you know, and they had all help from, you know, people came to, you know, out of retirement and people came to New York to help out, that they would reciprocate and send healthcare workers to other cities that got into trouble. But they asked Houston whether they needed them. They said no. They got the University of Texas, I think, as the teaching hospital there. So they've got lots of doctors. They just just the facilities that they're running out of. They're physically, you know, these hospitals in Houston, I guess the hospital they were talking about is the medical center there. They said it was the largest one in the world, and they're still running out of beds. And they anticipate it being much worse next week. And I mean, some projections were that it's going to get very bad in July, and some are talking about it getting bad, you know, by the end of this weekend with the numbers that are going up. And so it's a concern. It's certainly not what was presented by the task force, where there's some spot outages here, you know, not outages, but, you know, cases. And it's fairly widespread. It's more widespread in the South, but I'm not sure that it's going to stay in the South. It's in the South and it's in the West right now, mostly. The areas that had the big outbreaks earlier have got things pretty much under control. They're certainly much better than they were, but, you know, the numbers I just gave out indicate that those are starting to creep up again. New York is getting close to 1,000 cases a day, which is low for what things were like, but 1,000 a day is a significant number, especially when it's going up. And Illinois is doing the same thing. Louisiana is already gone past that 1,000 mark. They're up to 1,300 today. They had, you know, everything had been centered in New Orleans, and they had a large outbreak, and then that got under control, and the numbers in Louisiana have been, you know, low, but they're now going back up. And my suspicion is that because it's so widespread, and the increases, especially in the last couple of weeks, and probably even more so this week, the numbers are starting to go up dramatically, and that's what the concern is. And that's why I kind of throwing out this 1,000, in some cases 500. Once you start getting to in the 500 to 1,000 cases per day, then you're starting to get into exponential growth range. And once you get into that, you can get that number to double in like a week or so. I mean, when things were really taking off in April, some of these, the numbers were basically doubling every 3 days or so, 2.5 to 3 days. And so in a week, you know, it's already four times what it was at the beginning of the week. And it's not going up that quickly yet. But if it did start going up that quickly, I don't think a whole lot of people would be surprised, because it is starting to go up dramatically, particularly this week, and particularly in the states that have the higher numbers. But the lower numbers creep up on you. So, you know, if it's 1,000 cases a day and it doubles in a week, you know, all of a sudden it's at 2,000 cases a day. 2,000 cases a day is a lot of cases. And the, you know, not all of them end up going to the hospital. And right now in some of the areas, they're younger, but, nobody expects them to stay younger. There's really no reason for it to stay younger. It's just too easy to pass the virus on. I mean, you can pass the virus on when you're asymptomatic. You can be pass it on when you're pre-symptomatic. So that, you know, you might know that you passed it on after you pass it on if you're pre-symptomatic, but you won't even know you're passing it on if you're asymptomatic. And, you know, in contrast to what Trump says, it's still not that easy to be tested, especially if you're asymptomatic.
Well, he just said it's going to become a little more difficult to be tested, too. That's what he said. That's what he wants. He wants fewer tests.
Well, yeah, he wants. Now, I don't know how successful he's going to be on that, because that's what I'm saying, that the people in these states, you know, there's one small, you know, maybe 20% that are, you know, think the masks are a political statement, and they're going to just say, don't want to wear masks. I think some police have said they're not going to enforce rules for wearing masks. I think in Arizona, maybe. And but the majority of the people, no, it isn't that big a deal to put a mask on. And they know it is a big deal to get infected, or it can be a big deal. And you know, nobody can tell you that it isn't going to be a big deal. They can say, well, you know, 80% don't go in the hospital. And the asymptomatic ones, you know, don't go in the hospital. Most of the asymptomatic ones don't even go to the doctor because they don't know
they're infected. They know they're sick, half of them.
Yeah, right. And they're not sick. They're infected. They're infected and they're infectious, but they're not sick. And by definition. And so they don't know they're passing the virus along. And therefore, you know, they may think that, well, you know, they'll be more careful when they're seeing their parents or grandparents. But, you know, everybody's not an expert on infection control. And it's not that hard to pass the virus on through things that you're not really thinking about a whole lot. And and so the virus is going to spread, and it isn't going to be it started that way in eastern PA. I mean, I remember I had a congressman that actually asked me about it because, they, like I said, these sites are very interactive. And for Montgomery County in eastern PA, they listed all the ages. At the very beginning, you could even break it down per individual because they told you what the range was, and they told you what the numbers were. And in some cases, you know, one of the cases was the low number, the other case was the high number, the third case was somewhere in between. So you could almost tell individual ages initially, and they were low. And he had said, you know, what's this? This is something new that they've got. Patients that are going in the hospitals that are in their 20s and 30s and 40s, and most of them were. Initially, there weren't any that were over 65. I mean, I don't know how many there were, but there were quite a few. There were probably 50, 75 cases, and none were over 65. And, y'all, they weren't all below 20, but most of them are in their 30s and 40s, or somewhere in their 50s, or the low 60s, but you know, gradually that changed, and it gradually crept up. But they gave that number for the county. They said what the average age was in the cases that had been identified, and that's just who's out and about more. You know, that's basically who's spreading the virus initially. They've got more contact with more people. They go to, you know, locations like bars or restaurants where they can spread it. And other people that are there are younger. It's who they have most contact with. But then it gradually spreads out. And then the older ones are more likely to end up in the hospital than they start accounting for a higher percentage of the cases.
We're going to watch this case fatality rate with these explosive numbers that are coming in. It'll be another wild weekend. We won't get a full accounting on Monday because of the way the delay and the results works on Monday. But we'll have it for you. We'll be here Monday. Thank you, Henry. It's been another volatile week, and the commander-in-chief nowhere in sight, but Mike Pence offering hopes and prayers. Isn't that the new science now? I guess that is.
There you go. And some people's mind, that's how you deal with this. But, I mean, you know, you can do that, but I don't know how many people are going to get out of the hospital doing that. So,
good luck.
It's still going to be an issue. Okay. Have a good weekend. Talk to you on Monday.
Thank you.
Okay,
thanks, bye-bye. My friend. You be well. Okay. Henry Nyman, and there's your report on the coronavirus. Okay, we're going to pause and come right back and go down to Las Vegas to talk to the man. Be right back.